Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. Let me start by saying I'm in someone else's house, and there's going to be sounds and disruptions. This is my third attempt to make this love note. And so, to start off, you may hear some background noise, and I'm going to do my best not to allow it to distract me. This love note is different than most of them that I've made so far, in that I want to speak to something in my own life in hopes of saying something helpful about what we're all going through right now in this country. Many, many places, and where I am now, there's a curfew in place because of the rioting. And many of us are feeling a tremendous amount of pain about what's happening in our country, what's happening to us, to people all over the world as a result of the way our country is now. So many of us are feeling outraged at the injustice. And in thinking about this, I found myself thinking a lot about my grandfather. So my mother's father was a white man who had a fair amount of power. He was a bright person. He had resources, and he used his resources to harm other people. I think it's fair to say he enjoyed the experience of having other people underneath him, subjugated and injured by him. And when I think about what happened to Mr. Floyd, and I imagine the police officer with his weight on Mr. Floyd's body, I think about how that must have felt to have someone struggling to breathe saying to me, "I can't breathe," and finding myself pushing down harder, or at the very least, not letting up. And I realized the only way any of us can do that is by disconnecting from something inside ourselves that cares about the other, that feels with the other. The white police officer, like my white grandfather, was disconnected from an experience within himself that would have allowed him to feel with the person under his boot. How does that happen to us? How do we become people so disidentified with that which cares for the other? All of us in this country were born into narratives that don't care about us and encourage us not to care about each other. these narratives we call racism, sexism, homophobia, classism, on and on. But at the root, they're stories about how we don't have a right to exist. What we are is not what we should be. My grandfather was a man who identified with these narratives about you. He used his energy to snuff you out in any way that you did not adhere to his preference. He preferred white. He preferred people like him. He preferred experiences that made him feel comfortable. And anything else deserved to be pushed down. So, a question that I've been looking at lately, but really it's the question of my life, is how do we experience love in the presence of that which hates us? How do we find the experience of love in the presence of hatred? I was born into a family where the narrative was you should not exist. I should not exist because my mom shouldn't have been with my father. Black and white people shouldn't have been coming together. But there are many, many, many narratives we're all living in that say we shouldn't be what we are. Some of us identify with those narratives and we push other people down. Some of us identify with those narratives and we push ourselves down. And all of us do both. We are all caught in narratives that do not love our existence, that do not give us permission to be what we are moment by moment. So this, to me, how can I be love in the presence of that which hates me, is the most important question for me to answer, because it's a living question, it's an experiential question, it's a moment by moment question. How do I free myself from racism, sexism, homophobia, classism? How do I look at Trump and not become my grandfather? Civil protest. I went to a protest in Charlottesville and it felt so powerful and wonderful to stand up and hold up my hand and say, no, this is not the way. We are not walking toward the light. It is not okay. There's so much love and compassion in protest. But there's also something in me that would like to kill my grandfather, that would hate him. And that energy either preys on me preys on you, but it does not free me. I cannot become love by wedding myself to hatred. I think compassion would have taken that police officer out of his job long, long, long ago. There are many moments in which he was saying, I am unable to carry this responsibility. The pull toward hatred is too strong inside of me, and I need relief. A compassionate system would have taken him out of his job and pointed him in the direction of getting some help. A compassionate system removes people who wield power in destructive ways. So what does compassion want to do with me? If I want to become love in the presence of hatred, what I'm saying is I want to be under, out from under my grandfather's boot. And I want to be so far out from under it that there is no way he could ever push me down. That kind of freedom is so vast. Nothing can destroy it. Nothing can imprison it. Nothing can take it from me. And so again, the question is, how do I experience that kind of freedom in the presence of hatred? There is so much about this question I don't know. But this I do know. There is a presence within me that loves. She feels you. Even if you're my grandfather, she feels you. And she does not want to harm. She wants you to be well, but not at her expense. Because that is not well at all. And she is infinitely wise. There is a quiet in her so vast. Nothing can contain it. Many moments I am not in her. Some moments I am identified with the very presence my grandfather gave his life to. Some moments I am identified with that which hates. Freedom is not a frosting story. As one of my clients said, it is not all rainbows and Skittles. Freedom is not, we've made so much progress. Freedom is not, the problem is that police officer, he's so different from us. That's not the truth. Freedom is definitely a willingness to tell the truth. And the truth is, the problem exists in all of us. The problem exists, and moment by moment, we are all fighting for our freedom. Freedom from that within us that says we do not have a right to exist as we are. all the messages, all the stories. That injure and harm. Be still. Pay close attention. Notice where you are caught in one of those stories. It might be when you look in the mirror. It might be an energy that you identify with that hurts you, or it might rise up when you look at another, the way you judge or discount or turn the good away. Or it might be the way you think about someone who is so lost in the dark. That it just looks true, they deserve to be hated. Many moments I am caught in that which does not love. And when I'm hurting, and that pain is helpful because it helps me see this is not the way. Each of us deserves to exist as we were made. And all of us were made in ways we should not be. The stories we inherited tell us we should not be what we are. Freedom for all of us is resting into love and bringing this love into the world, but also becoming so strongly rooted to it that even hatred doesn't distract us. Even standing up and looking at hatred. Even then, feeling the power of love, that is freedom. I hope that you will stand, kneel, sit, pray beside me for that kind of freedom. Until the next time, may you be well.